Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. In this episode, we'll talk about the para method. And the para method is a method for organizing your knowledge, your note, your intermediate package, according to most to least actionable. So what does it stand for, Peter? Yeah, I'll tell you. Take it easy. All right. Projects is the first P. Areas, resources, and archive. So we'll use this framework in all our systems. So if you use Evernote, use that. If you use Google Drive, use that. Dropbox, local machine, etc. It should look exactly the same everywhere you are. Okay. What is projects then? Well, short term with specific goals. That's what project is. It can be defined as things that require more than one work session to be completed. There's more to it if you want to dig deep, but let's now keep it simple. And my recommendation is to keep tops 15 projects. Areas is long-term things that's managed over time. For instance, your house, your kid, health, etc. Resources, things that might be useful later. Maybe you want to learn a skill that you don't have time for now. Maybe you're very interested in crypto. You want to do some research about that, but you don't really have time to create a project for it. Don't really have a clear deadline. So that's resources. Archive is inactive content that doesn't fit into any of the first three buckets. What could it be? Some examples could be sentimental things that you want to keep just because you care about them personally. Maybe you wrote an essay or poem when you were 8 years old. It can be something more, you know, legally based, like taxes 5 years ago, your tax statement. It can be good to have, but not something that you will review regularly, for most people anyway. So there you go, para method, extremely easy, simple and elegant. And it hooks into the code framework we talked in the last episode. Code is, of course, capture, organize, distill, and express, which is framework for how we are being creative in our wisdom work to express ourselves. And this is the next step. You could take it in reverse order if you want, but this is more like how exactly am I going to do this? And we teach this in the class, of course, we'll help you. But now, you know, I want to give it to you so you could start right now. Some small tips for how to organize it even further is to create, put numbers in front of them so you can sort it. And it will make sense when you see it in front of you. It's a bit hard to explain in audio format, but I have, you know, zero for the inbox. So inbox is a ninja tip for if you're using Google Drive, for instance, and you have new things, you don't really know where to put it yet, put it in the inbox. It's best practice from the GTD framework, which we're discussing in the weekly review, of course. And then you call projects 1, 2, 3, 4 for archive, of course. So that's the first, minor tip for that is a bit more advanced, that have already implemented para everywhere. And then the last tip I want to give you, minor tip as well, but can make a difference. Subtle changes can make a difference. So Tiago Forte recommends to add an emoji for projects. For this naming convention. A naming convention is, of course, a standardized way to put, use the same way of writing your maps and folders. Sorry, map. Map is something different in English, but your folders. So you could use an emoji so you find it easier. For areas, he suggests that you should use capitalized letters. So house is capitalized, big H, big O, big U, big S, big E, etc. Resources, you'll use small letters. Don't even capitalize the first one. And for archive, you use capitalized first letter. So there you have it. So my task for you in this class is to implement para method on all your systems. You should look the same or as similar as possible in your task manager, in your second brain, for instance, Evernote, in Google Drive, Dropbox, Outlook, Gmail, whatever you use. And then you can use numbers, to make it easy to sort. So because P, you know, is last in the, or not P, R in this case, is last in the alphabet. And then you have AA otherwise. It will make sense when you see it. And then you can use this naming convention if you want. And good luck with that. And I'll let you go for this time. So everything hooks into everything, right? So you have simplicity as a guiding principle. We have the Hollywood model explaining why we're now moving into the project world. We have code for creative expression. And now you got para to express and organize things on the spectrum from most to least actionable. And action is, you know, the juice, the core, what you should do with all this information. If you don't take any action, it doesn't matter how smart you are. If you don't take any action, it doesn't matter how much you have, how many good ideas you have. You must, you know, this Nike thing, just do it. So take action today, and this applies to all the classes. Good luck with that. Let me know how it goes, and let me know if you have any questions, and I see you in the next class.